Blog Talk Radio.
That's right. It's that time. Honkies? Could he just call Jews that kosher money? I want to get some of that Jew money. And without any type of fine, suspension, is the NBA with its Jewish commissioner Adam Silver such a pussy, so afraid of the almighty LeBron James, that he kowtows down to LeBron James, yet he'll fine people if they say anything that's homophobic, like Kobe Bryant did when he called someone a faggot during the game 6 years ago, fined him $250,000, or when the city of Charlotte, North Carolina, was slated to have the NBA All-Star Game there last year, but the state did not want to allow men, biological men, that identified as a woman on any given day. On any given day, they wake up and they say, you know what, I'm identifying my gender as a woman today, and I want to use the women's locker room or the woman's bathroom at the playground, and I'm going to use it. And Adams and North Carolina said, the hell you are. No, you're going to use whatever your genitalia and your biology says it is. So Adam Silver, this political justice warrior, said, well, you're going to no longer have the NBA All-Star Game in Charlotte, North Carolina. To hell with the hundreds of millions of dollars that your city's going to lose. I'm a social warrior. And when Donald Sterling, the former owner of the Los Angeles Clippers, was secretly recorded saying racist things, secretly recorded, he was forced. Yes, he was forced to sell the Los Angeles Clippers. But now you have LeBron James producing his own show, producing it where it could be edited, things could be cut out, talking about white people as the slave masters, meaning the owners of the teams in the National Football League. Slave masters, like the players are slaves, making $1 million, $5 million, $47 million contracts that are guaranteed without any repercussion. This is a guy that is learning his history from Louis Farrakhan, who wants all Jews to die, from Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson, who refers to Jews as chaimes, diamond merchants. This is that LeBron James. So he's supposed to get a pass. This is the condescension. Oh, he's just a stupid black man. He said, LeBron James says, if anybody was offended by what I said, I'm sorry. So that means that a white player is supposed to have a higher degree of racial sensitivity than a black person. Not when he's 17, like some players have done some stupid things, but at the age of 30, fucking 4 years old, he's not supposed to know that calling a Jew, saying, I want some of that Jewish money, that kosher Jewish money, is not a anti-Semitic slur. And Adam Silver doesn't do a goddamn thing. In fact, only one person at ESPN had the balls to say this is anti-Semitic, and that's Darren Rovell. I wonder how much longer he's going to be able to work there. Not any of the Laker announcers in Los Angeles. Not Magic Johnson, Laker executive. Not Rob Pelinka. Not the Dragon Lady of all Dragon Ladies. And believe me, I'm a Laker fan, but this is hypocrisy has got to stop, Jeannie Buss. With all the Jews that are buying your $4,000 a night courtside seats, you don't give a fuck, do you, to make a comment to suspend LeBron James for even one goddamn game? Because you protect your players like the Dragon Lady of Dragon Ladies. Just wait until this Laker team doesn't make it to the playoffs and LeBron James is going to force you into a trade and Magic Johnson's going to bail quicker than rats from a water-infested ship. You'll be there all by yourself. First, you'll fire Luke Walton, who's doing the best that he can, and then Magic's going to leave because no one's going to want to play with LeBron James. It's called deductive reasoning, Miss Dragon Lady of all Dragon Ladies. He couldn't get anybody to come to Cleveland to play with him except Kevin Love. And then it took the college graduate, four-year man, Dwayne Wade, to get him and Chris Bosh to go down to Miami. See, what is Chris Bosh had 3 years of college or two, and LeBron James, 0 years of college. He's still a great basketball player, but he surrounds himself with a lot of people that are supposed to have a lot of brains, so he loaded up the truck and moved to Beverly Hills, Brentwood. Lots of Jews, movie companies, and he thinks he has a value using anti-Semitic slurs and racist comments, slave master, the plantation regarding NFL owners. When he apologized, did he offer, or did anybody in his team, oh, remember when Phil Jackson was admonished for referring to his group of people around him as his posse, as if that's some type of racist comment, his posse. The same comment that was used Caucasians in the TV show The Entourage, the posse. But no, it's good enough to get Phil Jackson criticized on social media by 50 million people. Speaking about social media, there's 150 million, if there's one people watching this episode of racism and anti-Semitism on social media between LeBron James and the NBA's social media pages and ESPN. And LeBron makes his statements, and the NBA says nothing. Adam Silver does nothing. He was quick on the trigger to pull that All-Star game away from Charlotte, North Carolina. He was quick on the trigger to demand that Donald Sterling sell his Clippers for being privately recorded. And he was quick in assessing other fines for things that are xenophobic. Remember Jeremy Lin, Someone made their eyes that look like Asian using their fingers in the corners. And there was a suspension also. But Jews are able to be attacked in an anti-Semitic way by LeBron James. If anybody was offended. Is that because there's just too much money there? Is that it, Adam Silver? Or are you just so condescending, thinking, oh, this guy, he's just a poor black guy that didn't know any better. He just didn't know any better in 2019. Is he from the school of Maxine Waters of ignorance and Cory Booker from ignorance and from Louis Farrakhan? Did he learn from Al Sharpton? And so you're giving him a pass. This was a very teachable moment. Even with the greatest player in basketball, who coincidentally, after making these statements, within 10 days had the most serious injury of his career. Now, I didn't wish this injury on him, but there's something called karma. I don't know if there is karma or not, but LeBron James was supposed to be a day-to-day injury. Now he's been out for 2-3 weeks. Maybe he'll be out for another 2 or 3 weeks. Remember when Moses went up to Mount Ararat to get the Ten Commandments and he saw the golden calf? He threw that first Ten Commandments down and said, you don't deserve these Ten Commandments. And then he went back up to get another Ten Commandments from Mount Ararat. I'm going a little biblical here, but the Ten Commandments for LeBron James, you know, Moses never made it to Israel. And in Los Angeles, for the Lakers, Israel is winning an NBA championship. And I'm saying here now, January 15th, 2019, LeBron James will not make it to the promised land on this Los Angeles Laker team for the anti-Semitic and racist comments that he made without any type of remorse whatsoever. Did he offer, or did someone tell him, why don't you go to the Museum of Tolerance and see what it was really like to be tattooed and gassed and starved as a Holocaust victim? Nope, that didn't happen, did it, LeBron? If anybody was offended by what I said. And then, what was that comment about the owners of the NFL? And Todd Gurley, Los Angeles Ram, was in that barbershop video, and he agreed with it. Yeah, I agree with it. I agree with it. I agree with it. So I was really never a big Rams fan. So I am not a particularly big New Orleans Saints fan, but I wouldn't mind seeing the Saints whoop the Rams just because of the racism by Todd Gurley on that barbershop video, even though I think he was more of a stooge, more like an accompanying player, a bench player to LeBron's anti-Semitic and racist comments. If you'd like to join in, you can call in at 760-454-7012. That's 760-454-7012. Yeah, it's okay, sure. With all the kids getting dumbed down in school, not knowing anything about history, thinking that it's okay to divest from Israel, the only true ally to the United States in the Middle East. The NBA is complicit in this anti-Semitism. Shame on you, Adam Silver. You're an embarrassment. I am disappointed in you. You stand up for other marginalized minorities, but if anybody was offended, says LeBron James, I apologize. I don't even want to give an example of another type of insult to a marginalized community or population, because I'm not going to have those utterances come out of my mouth. But I guarantee you that it wouldn't be if anybody was offended. But did anybody see the little doll that Liz Warren, Pocahontas, had in her kitchen? Go ahead and look it up. Just look up Liz Warren's kitchen. Oh, my goodness. I'm sure glad that a conservative didn't have that ceramic doll of a black person eating with big lips eating a watermelon. Yeah, oh my goodness. Yeah, it made the news for about 1/8 of a second and went away very quickly. But if you would have been in the house of Sean Hannity and seen that in the kitchen like a bric-a-brac, oh, it would be news still today. He would have had to resign as a commentator from Fox. But Liz Warren, it just was and it went. That's all it is. That's why I call this sports and social commentary. Sports and social commentary. 760-454-7012. And don't you like the way Hollywood let Kobe and that Me Too movement get away? Now, listen, I'm guilty too back then. I know what Kobe did in Eagle, Colorado. She offered the front door and he wanted the back door and she said no. So Kobe's guilty. But he still ended up getting nominated for an Oscar and he received an Oscar because Hollywood condoned his sexual assault on that woman in Eagle, Colorado. Yeah. And they stood and they cheered and they applauded because it was okay. That was okay. That sexual assault was okay because they wanted it to be okay. You want to get educated or you just want to walk lockstep with the ideology that is against what you don't like, meaning the current president? We'll stick to LeBron James. He's done a lot of wonderful things, and I am the first person to applaud athletes that do wonderful things. Well, let's keep it real now. Let's keep it 100. Yeah, keep it 100, you know what I mean? Keep it 100. This guy is talking racist and anti-Semitic remarks, and he's not being called on it. Right? He's not being called on it. Let's see here. Let's see if we can find anything. If we just go racist LeBron James, you know, I don't care if the Lakers win anything anymore after, you know, condoning that. Look how buried it is if you look for racist LeBron James. There are comments by LeBron James. Let's see what they have. It is so buried by all of his memorabilia. Let's see, what did he say? Okay, I'm not going to just read it hot. LeBron James is coming under fire for making some comments that some consider to be racist on his new HBO The Shop. The Shop, which airs on cable network, shows LeBron having real conversations while sitting inside a barber shop. But someone leaked a 2-second clip from the show that has gone viral. In the clip, LeBron James is saying that he's not fucking with white people. Many folks on social media are saying that the comment could be described as racist. Really, could it be? So someone said the opposite and they were white. But others, mostly LeBron James fans, are saying that the comment was taken out of context. See the below video and decide for yourself. Okay, let's see if we can hear that. Here is the video of him making the comment. Are we going to be able to get this on the air? I don't know if we are. He thinks.
I'm not fucking with white people.
Well, that sounds real welcoming, real loving.
I'm not fucking with white people.
Well, I would have liked to hear the whole context of that statement.
I'm not fucking with white people.
Well, that's not enough for me. You got to really have more than that, don't you? But it doesn't sound real good the way it is. So let's hear it again. Why don't they give you more than that?
I'm not fucking with white people. Right?
That's not enough. 760-454-7012. 760-454-7012. Let's see. Let's go to the anti-Semitic remarks. Because I think those were ones that were a little deeper. You almost expect that out of like people like Jemele Hill and Cory Booker and Maxine Waters and Louis Farrakhan and Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson, but the anti-Semitic remarks. I mean, go see Mississippi Burning, see how many Jews died in the Civil Rights March. Let's take a look here. 760-454-7012. Let's see. You guys will listen to it later, if not live. I know there's a lot going on tonight. Anti-Semitic comments by LeBron James. Let's give you some verbatim by LeBron James. LeBron James apologizes for sharing anti-Semitic song lyrics. So if someone made some just heinous racial epithets and I shared them, I can apologize for that. I don't know about that. Let's see. We'll just go to that first one. Los Angeles Lakers superstar LeBron James apologized on Sunday after quoting song lyrics to a post to his 45.8 million Instagram followers that featured the offensive phrase, "Getting that Jewish money." Wearing Laker photo garb in the backseat, that's Magic Johnson, Rob Pelinka, and Jeannie Buss, not giving a shit. Not giving a shit to say anything, but this is the Laker brand that he's defecating on. The Laker brand, which can go fuck themselves. Wearing Laker garb in the backseat of a car on Saturday, James shared the following lyrics, and I'm not going to say who it's from because I don't really, they don't even deserve to hear their name. "We've been getting that Jewish money. Everything is kosher." A former ESPN or Fox at the Action Network's Darren Rovell shared a screen grab of the story to his Twitter account. Here's Darren Rovell on Twitter, surprised LeBron James, who makes very few mistakes, put this out. Does quoting lyrics from a song absolve the person quoting from the responsibility behind the words? I argue no, especially with a following of 45 million. Dave told his lackey, his butt licker, who followed him from L.A. to Cleveland to Miami, back to L.A., Dave McMenamin, who I've got nothing against, but he knows where his bread is buttered, right, after Sunday's loss to the Memphis Grizzlies, that he felt the lyrics spoke to a strength of the Jewish business community. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That sound. So he's able to string a sentence together that those were like a strength of the Jewish business community. Now that is a well constructed sentence, and it's a positive sentence. But those words that he uttered earlier. We've been getting that Jewish money, everything is kosher. That is not as positive and well-constructed as that he felt the lyrics spoke to a strength of the Jewish business community. You think we're fucking stupid? You think we're stupid, you asshole? No, we're not stupid. Here's LeBron James quoted. Apologies for sure if I offended anyone, James told McMenamin. That's not why I chose to share that lyric. No, that lyric. I always post lyrics. Well, I didn't hear you. I haven't seen you post anything else that's racially or sexually or xenophobic or homophobically sensitive. I ride in my car, I listen to great music, and that was the byproduct of it. Oh, yeah. Don't even try to fuck with us. We're not stupid as the lackeys you hang around with. We're not stupid, you imbecile. So I actually thought it was a compliment. I'm not going to even tell you what I think is a compliment to you, because don't bullshit us. Don't bullshit people. And obviously it wasn't, though, through the lens of a lot of people. No, through anybody with a half a fucking brain, LeBron James. Through anybody with a half a fucking brain. And you, by not really apologizing to your 48.5 million people, and you, Adam Silver, with the other 100 million or even 200 million following the NBA, did not solidify the fact that that was not a compliment. My apologies. It definitely was not the intent, obviously, to hurt anybody. Well, why didn't you stand up for Serena, the announcer Adler, who referred to Serena Williams' aggressive court tactics? This is a 10-year ESPN announcer, as using guerrilla tactics, not gorilla like an ape, but guerrilla warfare, like the ultimate compliment. Like, she's so aggressive, no one can even stay on the court with her. But it was made a big deal out of in 10-year announcer, ended up getting a heart attack because he was fired by ESPN. Doug Adler, because he used a word that was beyond the comprehension of the public. And Serena didn't come and say, I know this man, which he did. Doug Ellen, the creator of HBO's Entourage, was among the most vocal critics of James' Instagram post, writing, this is an anti-Semitic stereotype used for centuries to foster hatred against Jews. Well, good, Doug. I'm glad that you did that, and I hope that everybody who's silent that could possibly give LeBron James any type of tread in Hollywood tells him to get some Jew money elsewhere. He set off, and the article continues, he set off two controversies in one weekend. It was not lost on many of James' critics that his decision to share the lyrics came a day after his own HBO shop included a segment in which he said NFL owners have a slave mentality. In the NFL, they got a bunch of old white men owning teams. This is a quote. In the NFL, they got a bunch of old white men owning teams, and they got that slave mentality, James said. And it's like, this is my team. You do what, expletive, what the fuck I tell you to do, or we'll get rid of you all. James will reportedly avoid a fine from the NBA. A number of team owners in the NBA are Jewish, as is Commissioner Adam Silver. The timing of James' post between Hanukkah and Christmas also heightens attention to the offending remarks. Per ESPN Adrian Wojnarowski, the NBA does not intend to fine James for sharing the lyrics on Instagram. The debate over quoting offensive lyrics. James' decision brought questions about the offensiveness of quoting song lyrics back to the surface in the NBA. Milwaukee Bucks rookie Dante DiVincenzo came under similar fire in 2011, tweet quoting rapper Meek Mill, including the N-word, resurfaced during the NCAA title game in April. James learned a history lesson that will inform his ability to better understand the Jewish community. Now, that won't teach him anything. That'll just give him one snippet of his own ignorance. A trip to the Museum of Tolerance might inform him about 1,000 times more. To correct your influence in the behavior is more important than any argument about contradictory moral stances or the degree to which quoting lyrics is problematic. Hopefully the same lesson has as far a reach as James' Instagram following. Just a pass. Untouchable. He is the genie. Jeannie Buss reportedly won't let Lakers fire Luke Walton over recent struggles. Who gives a shit? You know what? She used to be my favorite Laker girl, but she is so... her neck is under the foot of Magic Johnson, who now does not have my respect because he didn't do the right thing here with LeBron James. I don't really care what she says and what the Lakers do. I actually hope the Lakers do not win any titles under the LeBron, while LeBron James is a Laker, or while Lonzo is on the team. Remember his, I know I shouldn't penalize him for his father's racist remarks, but you know, quoting his father regarding Lonzo's time at UCLA, how could you win a title with three white boys on your team? And if that doesn't bother you, the misogyny of it all might, when he had women referees kicked out of the game with his younger son's basketball game. Actually, the game was just stopped at halftime, and he had his team walk off the court. So all this stuff is going on right now. Sports is not as much fun to me. Maybe it's fun to you guys, but it's not fun to me. You know, this stuff, you know why the NFL is doing a little better? It is a little higher degree of play, but they don't show the NFL players out on the field during the national anthem. They're in the hallway, in the tunnel, so you can't see them desecrate and defecate on the lives, on those who gave their lives for the freedom of this country. That's just the way it is. Very exciting games. 760-454-7012. 760-454-7012. This is Mike Mays at blogtalkradio.com. No, on regular radio I don't use these words, but you're allowed to use them on the internet. 760-454-7012. We'll take your calls in just a moment. Let's see if the Lakers are going to lose to the Bulls tonight at Staples Center. When I tell you that the fun of basketball and sports is really dissipated for me, I'm not kidding with you. It really has. Used to be a lot more fun. When it was, you know, it's fine to be a social justice warrior, but to uplift your own cause, you don't have to degrade another sector of the population. And that's what's happening. You don't have to degrade another sector of the population. And that's what is happening now. And that's what really, really pisses me off. Is that you know you want to have you know an enrichment to your group? You don't have to call out another group. It's not like another group is holding you down, right? Take a little break here with one of the best that ever played a keyboard, Billy Preston. All right, now. That's right. This is Mike Mays, the Sports Mike at Sports Mays Media. Oh, just chilling out a little bit. Wow, it's pouring here in L.A. 760-454-7012. 760-454-7012. Hope you're all doing well. Wow. Let's see what's going on here. Okay. I was going to talk about let's take a look and see what the Lakers score is. I mean, it's just the first quarter. I think the Lakers are winning. Chicago is not that bad. Let's see. Okay. 760-454-7012, 760-454-7012. And you could reach me on the 123 Flash chat right now. Oh, okay. Well, we'll do that another time. We'll take the chat away. 760-454-7012. So let's see if LeBron ever is going to really say sorry or try to learn. In the meantime, this is Mike Mays, the Sports Mike, wishing all of you a wonderful rest of your day, live here from the offices of Sports Mays Media, Sherman Oaks, California, just a hop, skip, and a jump away from Universal Studios and Staples Center. Until then, we're out of here. Oh, yeah.